Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an Asian, see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. They ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 or 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
All right. We're doing a Sunday edition of It's My House. We've been doing this we're reaching the 9-year mark of December 24th of this year. But we've been doing traditionally Monday through Friday, and we're adding on another day, Sunday. And Sunday we're going to focus more on motivational, spiritual, self-help, psychological stuff, where you can really get the ideas or get the fortitude, the mental and spiritual fortitude that you need to get through stuff. So tonight we're going to keep this short because it was the first one we're doing on a Sunday night. We've done things on Sunday before, but very rare. But now we're going to do it on a consistent basis every Sunday night. We're going to start the week off on Sunday night. And tonight our title is, You Will Always Achieve to the Level That You Believe. Once again, you will always achieve to the level that you believe. If you have an impossible, what appears to be an impossible goal to reach or get past or through or whatever you want to call it, sometimes you might have to adjust your thinking, okay? In other words, shrink that down to what could you do if the problem was small? Let's make it $1 million. Let's say you need to raise $1 million in a week. Or $1 million in a month. Okay. So if your belief level isn't there, shrink it down. What amount of money could you realistically earn or generate in 1 month, in 30 days? Could it be $1,000? Could it be $10,000? Could it be $5,000? Is $100, how long would it take you out of a 30-day month to just raise $100? You know what, even if it's just $10, if you knew that you can definitely, beyond a shadow of a doubt, earn $10 or $100 or $1,000 within a month, within a 30-day period of time, let's make that a 20-day month. Take the weekends off. Monday through Friday, 5 times 4. So break it down to the smallest number that you definitely can make with confidence, be it $10, $100, or $1,000, within a 20-day period of time. And then write down what you will do, what you had to do to earn that amount. And then just get in the habit of repeating that over and over again. You're probably going to have to get some help, and that's all right. You might have to develop a team. That's all right. But start with the lowest common denominator. What can you raise? What is your belief level? What can you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, what can you earn today? How long would it take you to get that $10? How long would it take you to get the $100? How long would it take you to get the $1,000 or $10,000 or $100,000? Start off with a number that you believe that you can definitely get. Think about possibility thinking. All right? Fractional thinking. All right? You know what? You don't know how you can get $1 million in a month, but what fraction of $1 million can you get? You can get a piece of it. It might be a small part of it. It might be a fractional part of it. But there's some part, there's some fraction of $1 million that you can get for sure in less than 30 days. Start with that number. All right. And don't overconsume it. You know, matter of fact, how fast would it get, you know, give yourself, how much money can you earn within 15 minutes? 15 minutes to 1 hour. 15 minutes to 1 hour. Let's start with that. Okay, look, we're going to be here Monday through Friday as we usually are. We're going to visit this. But Sundays, we're going to get into the spiritual side of things and work from the inside out. All right, that's it for today. We're going to keep this short. Hey, join us. We got a very good show tomorrow. You're going to love the guests. And on that note, have a good rest of the evening and have a good night, and look forward to speaking to you or hearing from you all this week on It's My House.